We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We're getting together with Mary's Place. Why? Because Mary's Place has got some kids that need some new kicks. So we're doing Kicks for Kids. That way, those kids in need, about a couple of hundred kids, need new sneakers for the school season.
That's right.
And we want them to get them.
It's awesome. All the Rockaholics that have already stepped up, got a few text messages and emails from people saying, yeah, I remember that being a kid. Like, having new sneakers was a massive, like, you know, it's like a status thing and also just an ego boost for a kid. And that's important. Yeah.
And that's what they're going to do. They got a couple hundred kids here in the Seattle area that they're going to get these shoes on. And we need your help. Whatever donation you can make for Kicks for Kids, we'd appreciate it. Even a dollar, every bit helps. And if you do, if you really can make a donation, at least share it on your socials. If you want information, just go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down. And I'm going to rock. It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to Beat Mix. And we've made it. It's Friday.
Oh, you know Danny's
thing. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying,
yeah.
Partying, partying,
yeah.
Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Happy Friday, everyone. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Chad in Renton. Chad, are you there?
Yep.
Nice. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Chad will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chad, you can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yup.
Montero Lamar Hill is better known as what Old Town Road singer?
Oh, I know this one. Lil Nas X.
Yes. What is the capital city of Mexico?
Mexico City?
Yes. The final episode of Seinfeld aired in what late 90s year?
99?
No.
98?
Yes, 98. When did the popular song Gangnam Style come out?
2007?
No.
2006?
No.
2008?
No. Which nuts are used now in a typical Rocky Road ice cream?
Jeez. Walnut?
No.
Fat.
Jonas Salk discovered a vaccine for what disease?
Say the name again.
Jonas Salk.
Pass.
F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote the book The Great What?
Gatsby.
Yes. What famous phrase is the Kool-Aid Man known for?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Nice. What cereal mostly features famous athletes on the front of its box?
Kellogg.
No.
Too late, though, man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, Chad.
Oh, that might be the deciding factor there.
Oh, Chadley.
Oh,
dang it, Chadley.
Well, you know, maybe Steve will have that Friday feeling and not answer any questions correctly.
All right.
Yeah.
I support this.
Well, yeah, you want your loser song.
Sure do.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
Thanks, Marshawn. Montero, Lamar Hill is better known as what Old Town Road singer?
Oh, Lil Nas X.
Yes. What is the capital city of Mexico?
Old Town Road. Mexico City.
Yes. The final episode of Seinfeld aired in what late 90s year?
1998.
Yes.
Year.
When did the popular song Gangnam Style come out?
When?
Yeah, when?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go 2015.
No.
2013.
No.
2014.
No. No. Which almonds are used now in a typical Rocky Road ice cream?
Which almonds?
Yes. Wait, did I say almonds?
Yes.
Yeah, crap.
Jonas Salk discovered a vaccine for what disease? Damn it.
Stupidity.
No. Damn
almonds?
It.
Is it almonds?
I'm going to go lupus.
No.
Yeah. Hemorrhoids.
No. Oh. F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote the book The Great What?
White Hope?
No.
The Great North?
No.
The Great Depression?
No. Oh. What famous phrase is the Kool-Aid Man known for?
Hey, hey, hey.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
What? Wait, the Kool-Aid. They're great.
It's no.
Every time you come on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't get it. Even though I gave you an answer, you lose 5-4.
I'm glad I lost,
though. I'm glad you lost, too.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry. That was awesome. I'm like, I don't even know what kind of almonds.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be the wasabi soy ones. Yeah. No.
Right.
That's what
the honey walnut almonds.
Congratulations, Chad. Thanks to stupidity in many forms. You are a winner. You hang on. We'll tell you what it is. We don't know what we can give you.
I got through that question good the first time.
Yeah, you did. You really? I was impressed the first time, not so much the second time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally,
funny how the brain works.
Yeah.
You know what? Talk about, I would give him such a hard time for the Gangnam Style, and I kind of do, because, like, how are you supposed to know what year? I actually do.
Do you?
Yes, I do, because I was driving my wife and my daughter down to California, you know, from here, and that song was on the radio multiple times in 2012.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. That's wow. That's when I basically, I didn't know I was moving my wife down there, pretty much. I thought it was just, hey, you're going down temporarily to just, you know, get some treatment for her and Sarah, and it was every 5 seconds. Gangnam Style. Whoop. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. I was like, whooping Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. So a fun fact about Rocky Road ice cream up until recently, and recently being the last, you know, couple decades or so, walnuts were used. But now almonds are used.
Why? Walnuts are good for you, I thought.
So are almonds, right?
Is it easier to get almonds?
Yeah. Probably. I don't know. I have no
idea. Oh, walnuts more expensive, too? Is that what it is?
I believe that's true.
That's BS, man. I want my nuts. I want my walnuts
the
back.
The consistency of an almond works better with ice cream, and I think they were having some issues with the walnuts melting.
Isn't that interesting? Because maple walnut was an ice cream flavor.
I'm just making
that's you.
You just said the walnuts melting, so I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's not real.
Well, I was ready to believe him, but then I went, no, I used to eat maple walnut flavored ice cream all the time. So, yeah.
Walnuts melt? Wow. How does that work?
Don't listen. See, this is why you can't listen to Steve.
I know, right?
He's
amazing.
Hashtag fake news is real with Steve.
That's right.
F. Scott.
I can't help it if you guys are hashtag gullible.
No.
F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote The Great Gatsby. Yeah, I got that one correct.
Crap, that's right.
Danny or Vicky, do you know what Jonas Salk did? Polio, right?
Yes.
Yeah, polio.
Damn it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of it.
Well, congratulations on Chad winning due to, both of our stupidities there.
Yeah, you did a good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, by the way, geez, you won. What am I doing? Well, he gets this then, too. We all get this.
Woo!
Yeah, buddy. Oh, yeah. Thought I forgot this. All right, I did. But I'm playing it. Yeah, Steve. Well, we got one Steve over here who is a loser at Beat Migs, and we have this other Steve who says that Kanye West is kind of a loser. Yeah, Steve Stanulis.
I think all Steves agree that Kanye West is a loser.
Steve Stanulis, he's Kanye West's former bodyguard, and he just did an interview and shared a story about his first day on the job and how Kanye wouldn't push his own elevator buttons, and Kanye yelled at him.
The first day I met him, I was supposed to meet him at the studio. So when he gets there, we get to the elevator. He's like, aren't you going to push what floor we're going to? I said, well, I have no idea. It's my first day. He starts ranting. You mean you didn't call ahead to find out where I'm supposed to be going? I said, no. So he's ranting and raving. I said, bro, we could do this three ways. One, you could tell me what button to press, and now I'll know. Two, you could press the button, and I'll see which one you're pressing, and then I'll know. Or three, you could sit here all day and tell me how important your time is, and we're not going to go anywhere. He went for the first option.
Hey, yo.
I love Steve. You know, three ways. You know, it's like, what, really, Kanye? You're that guy?
It seems like it just take way more effort to be that angry at somebody for something so stupid than just to be like, hey, hit number four.
Yeah, this does not make me like Kanye any better. Not that I did anyway.
Oh, I thought you were a card-carrying member of the Kanye West fan club.
Yeah. This guy, Steve's been the bodyguard, though, for a lot of people. Tobey Maguire, Woody Harrelson, Alanis Morissette. Wow, he's a bodyguard as well. So here's a guy that you kind of don't want to mess with. Like, why are you giving this guy any kind of grief when he's supposedly able to defend you?
I like that he used to perform for Chippendales under his stage name.
Oh, really? Which was?
Steve Savage.
All right, I like this guy even better.
This guy's lived a life, man.
This Steve Savage is the man. I'm going to tell you that right now. Yeah, and he says that Kanye had some really, really odd rules. Here's another example of that.
Kanye basically has some ridiculous rules. Like, he wanted you to stay 10 paces behind him on a city street. So, again, obviously, if somebody's going to come up and, you know, do something to him, by the time I'd run up to try to prevent it, it would already have happened. One of my least favorite people that I've worked with.
What is that about? Why do you have a bodyguard that is nowhere in the vicinity to be able to defend you? What the hell is wrong with you?
If I had a bodyguard, I'd have him carry me around places, like hold me up like a puppy.
The only thing I could think of is, do you think Kanye didn't want a bodyguard, and so this was just his way of protesting, and he was angry about it? Because it seems stupid to have him walk that far behind him. He's not going to be able to do his job.
No, he's absolutely right. If anything goes down, by the time he gets over there, I'm sure if someone punches him, he'll be able to save him. But if someone tries to do something worse, he's screwed.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. If there's a knife or a gun involved or whatever, or any really massive weapon. I wonder if Kanye just didn't want to. I mean, instead of me just thinking Kanye's a jerk, maybe he didn't want a bodyguard, but somebody forced it on him. It's the only thing I could think of.
I don't know, man. I just think that Kanye is just his own little weird entity.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing about the elevator, just yelling at a guy when you should have called ahead. How in a million years would you think that you should call ahead to find out that when you're going with somebody, you're like, well, he'll tell me what floor to go to.
Yeah, he has the knowledge, which he did.
Right.
So it's like, why would I call ahead when you have it in your brain? I mean, that's just a dumb thing for me to do.
I mean, poor etiquette when it comes to elevators. He probably is the type of kind of guy that would walk into an elevator before anyone gets out. I just don't like this kind of guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't trust him.
I don't blame you. Yeah, don't blame you at all.
I bet he has. He's probably written a book, Steve Savage. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like all those experiences being a bodyguard for all these celebrities, I got to imagine that Kanye's not the only one that's had some weird rules.
He says he's the worst he's worked for, though.
Well, I mean, I could believe that. But I mean, also, I'd imagine there were also like some moments with even like Woody Harrelson where he's like, what the hell is up with this guy? Or even Tobey Maguire. He's like, he's a little idiot.
I want to think that he got to have some fun with Woody Harrelson. Like it was just party central. I hope that Woody's that kind of guy.
Yeah, I don't know if Woody Harrelson's going to get his bodyguard stoned. You think?
Well, that's a good point, but at least he's going to treat him right.
Yeah.
You know, maybe give him a beverage. You know, maybe, you know, just keep him, you know. Yeah, I would hope so. That's what I want to think about Woody. I totally have different opinions of Woody and of Kanye.
What a weird life that would be, though, to walk around. Anywhere you go in public, you have a guy that could just wreck house for you at your disposal.
Oh, I would love that.
Why?
Because I feel like that, you know.
You're going to yell at people for fun?
Yeah. I could pick fights. What are you going to do? Hey, what are you going to do about it?
Let me introduce you to my friend, Steve Savage. He's going to give you three options.
There you go. I know. Steve Savage is the man. I love the options. That's so great.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Let me tell you about Melinda Meza. She's a TV reporter in Sacramento, and she is contributing to excellence in broadcasting, no doubt about it. Because she was doing a live shot from her bathroom on grooming trips, and that's what, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A lot of people are broadcasting from home.
Yeah, it looks like she's about to cut her hair or something along those lines.
Showing bangs, Steve. You got to know how to do your bangs.
Nice.
And, of course, that's where she's broadcasting from, her house, and in this particular instance, from her bathroom, so she could show you, here's how you properly cut your hair. Now, what she didn't know was that her husband, who was taking a shower, was visible in the mirror behind her. Mirrors are a tricky thing, man. You never know what can see off the reflection of that mirror. I've got some pivotal mirrors in my house. It's like, whoa, I did not realize that you could see me doing some things because of that mirror's reflection.
But wouldn't you think before you started this, you would even want to be like, hey, babe, can you not take a shower right now because I'm about to do a news report and I'm kind of stuck in here doing it?
Yeah.
Unless he was already done shower, but he looks buck naked in the picture.
He's buck naked in the picture, yeah. I don't know how they didn't communicate to this. So, yeah, this you could visibly see. I don't know if you got to see the unedited pictures. Mostly the stuff I saw was blurred out, but...
Yeah, I can't tell if it's blurred out or if it's just a little foggy in there.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's a funny thing is that every shower that was built, you know, at a certain time always had those wavy mirror glasses, so you could never see anybody in there.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they stopped doing that. Unless,
like a frosted glass, too, they do.
Yeah, unless they felt like, well, like in the master bedroom, it's going to be you and your spouse, and you don't mind seeing each other naked. But in a community bathroom, which is what I grew up with, a lot of times it's gross, but people would have to come in and use the bathroom while you were showering.
Yeah.
And therefore, you know, that happened a lot when I was growing up as a kid. These images have gone viral. The video's gone viral. I got the audio.
People definitely want access to their services.
So people won't have to do this much longer. In Stockton, Melinda Meza, KCRA 3 News.
Oh, she is brave.
Yeah.
They talk about her hair, but I mean...
They didn't notice either, but other people, of course, who get the freeze frame... they notice, is that your naked husband in the shower in that mirror's reflection? And yeah, it was.
Like somebody joked, why does she want to work when she's got all that at home?
Yeah, I mean, I really, could you tell from the picture I have, I can't really tell if she's a lucky woman or not.
Yeah, I'm not positive. I don't really have that big of a screen here to
As
tell.
As it were, but. Yeah. Yeah, so that's
pretty. Until he finds out, because he's got to be kind of embarrassed by that.
Yeah, if you look good, I guess it's good and kind of embarrassment. But if you're, if maybe you weren't looking good and you're like, really? You got me out there looking like the Michelin man? Thanks. Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing. And you know what? There goes my partner doing something. Yeah, I can't believe she did it.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So this TV reporter, she accidentally filmed her husband naked in the shower. So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I can't believe my partner did blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
One texter says, I can't believe my wife. Well, it has a little backstory. Also says, my wife was a dancer before we met. I think it's a certain type of dancer. Because he says, I can't believe she jumped on stage at our company Christmas party and did a strip dance.
Okay.
Unrelated, the next week I got a promotion, LOL.
Oh, wow. I'm sure it was related. I don't think it's unrelated at all. It must have been a good strip dance. I'm sorry, but I mean, you know what? You, sir, are management potential.
Right. That kind of meeting, it could be a different kind of meeting depending on the wife.
Yeah.
Sir, why did you have your wife get naked in front of all of us? Well,
yeah.
We're promoting you.
Yeah. If your wife looked like me, you probably would have got a demotion. But you know what? I bet she looked good enough for you to get the corner office.
We're going to have another party next week to celebrate your promotion.
Yeah. I mean, that guy could run. He could own that company if she does enough dancing. Nice. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish the sentence. I can't believe my partner did blank.
Years ago, I was dating this guy, and while we went to a club, we both proceeded to get really drunk, and we were with my best friend and her boyfriend at the time, and he talked about how he has a pelvis tattoo, and it's just like a dumb little cow, and so they're like, oh, let's see it, and in the process of him trying to show this pelvic tattoo, he shows my best friend his, you know, dong.
Oh, the Franks and Beans.
Yeah.
How low did he have to get to lower his pants?
It wasn't that low, but he was that drunk.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And my best friend's like, okay, I just, nope, did not see that. And she brings it up from time to time, and it's, yeah.
But here's what you could, you know what? What do you, you can't ask a guy to show you a pelvic tattoo because he's just wanting to show you his package anyway. I mean, Usually I would never ask. If a guy said he had a pelvic tattoo, I'm like, that's a red alert, okay? Why do you think he got the pelvic tattoo?
Whenever I hit the bars, I always ask guys, can I see your pelvic tattoo? And they're like, well, I don't even have one. I'm like, prove it.
That's also a real good way to see what you want to see, Steve.
Prove it. Do you think it's like an icebreaker for him? Like he'll tell somebody something and then they'll be like, oh, I want to see it. And then he kind of does like that little show kind of thing and see how they react. And next thing you know.
It was kind of like a surprise thing because he didn't tell me he had it when we were first dating until, you know, we were getting busy for the first time. And I saw that. I'm like, is that a cow? He's like, yeah, it is. Like, it's
Did he lose a bet?
No. It started from when he was in a band. He was with the lead singer was with a girl in the closet of their hotel room that they all shared, and he was pulling down this girl's pants, and she had Hello Kitty underwear right in the pelvis, like was Hello Kitty, and all they could hear from the closet was Hello Kitty, and so he wanted to make sure that every girl after that cow tattoo would have that same reaction.
Oh, they'll always remember him.
Just like, what? And I mean, I guess I do.
Was it like a cartoon cow?
It was a cartoon little drawing that he did.
So let me ask a question. Do you think it was to distract you from the package, or was the package okay?
No, the package was okay.
Oh, all right. So it's just, I guess he just wanted to do that Hello Kitty moment.
I mean, everything else attached to that was not so great, but I mean, the package is okay.
See, you know what? It's not about just the package. You got to be the total package, not just the package.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So he says, I can't believe we were at a bar, ran into my union rep. My wife had a few drinks, and she said, so I hear you're an a-hole.
Yep.
She married to you?
Yeah, if you had my wife on here, she'd give you plenty of stories. And I wish I could say alcohol would be to blame, but I would go to parties, and I would always, you know, I'd get into fights all the time with people at parties.
Oh, I was thinking on the flip side, though, your wife has gone up to certain people in management and said some things about them that they weren't necessarily wanting to hear.
Yeah, the one that comes up to me, she's done that a couple of times where she's, you know, she just doesn't think that sometimes the management in our business are good human beings, which unfortunately I always seem to find them, you know, in my career. Early in my career, I found management a-holes. I don't know. I guess maybe I was an a-hole, so we were gravitated to each other. And then there'd be the company Christmas party, and then there would be my wife that would go up and go, hey, you know, you're kind of an a-hole. And she did say that to one guy who really literally was an a-hole. I mean, the guy was an abusive SOB. I don't even know if he's in the business anymore. I hope not. He was an owner, and he just was horrible to people. So in a way, it's kind of like, well, what are you going to do? I mean, you can be mad at me about it, but you know, I'm kind of glad she told you because you're kind of a jerk. She threw a drink in some big guy's face one time. It was like we were first dating. And this was where men back in those days would beat up the guy that was with her as opposed to beat her up.
Well, I think those days still continue. Like I've seen those situations at Seahawk games where a guy would be like, hey, if your girl keeps knocking the drink out of my hand, I'm going to take it out on you. And then sure as that's the girl knocked the drink out of the guy's hand again, and he just turned around and punched the boyfriend.
Yeah, and to me, it's just like, I hate that. Because, you know, it's like, look at me, dude. I cannot defend her. She's an idiot. I was always of the mindset, you know, me, I go, you know, this boys hitting girls thing, I don't think it's a good idea, but if you're going to hit me instead, no, then hit her. You know, don't hit me.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, that's how I'm looking, especially if she's causing trouble.
Just please, please, please don't hit me.
If you have to pick two people to hit, I would say hit the troublemaker. Maybe then they'll learn to stop causing trouble, because I would plead with my wife, please don't throw drinks in people's faces and please don't cause trouble, because I'm not able to defend you and I don't want to get my ass kicked. I was pretty much open about that. That's how I am, Steve.
I heard you.
Thank you. There you go. So now know if we ever get in any trouble, Okay, I'm not going to defend anybody.
No, we're all aware of that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just understand, I don't think any of us would think that you're going to come and fight for our honor.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, yo, I feel safe. Let's hit the. Let's start fights. BJ's with us.
Yeah. But I think.
Seriously.
I'm a big believer. If you act like an idiot, the universe is going to then reward you with karma. So stop being an idiot. That's all I'm saying. I don't think anybody should get hit at all, but I'm not going to get hit for you. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're the idiot. Remember that, Sarah? That's right.
I like her look on her face, like, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's good.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. She, you know what? I would know. I'll stick up in a lot of ways verbally, but once the fists come, start coming, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out, buddy. It's over.
Good for you.
Thanks, buddy.
Glad. How about this person said, so my wife and we went to the VA hospital and saw a guy with a patch on his eye and looked confused. And she said, the eye doctor is down to your left. He replied with, I'm not here for that, but thanks for pointing it out.
I can see. Oh man. That's unfortunate.
And you think you're helping.
Yeah. And you're not.
He's like, thanks, though.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I can't believe my partner did blank.
I can't believe my partner pants me outside in front of all the neighbors one afternoon.
Ooh, do we know which one it is? Because I think, you know what? I mean, it sucks for everybody, but how horrible would that be if a woman got pantsed?
Honestly, though, and I mean, I feel like you could kind of recover a lot easier from that than if it's the dude. Because I mean, if like, oh, look, imagine there's like a bunch of kids running around and stuff, and all of a sudden, you know, his buddy just makes an appearance. I think that's a lot more like traumatic.
Oh, it's traumatic to have somebody somebody to see that. You're right.
Either way, sucks. But I think like you could kind of bounce back. If it's the female, I'm assuming though it's the male that got de-pantsed.
Yeah, see, I was thinking it's bad for the female to be pantsed in front of everybody, like for her own psyche. But I see what you're saying for the neighborhood. Yeah, for the neighborhood, it's better for her. Yeah, it's better I think to see the woman because that's not a traumatic experience for the average person. Whereas, you know, seeing some guy's John Thomas, yeah, people don't want to see that.
Can't believe my spouse tried to send a naughty picture to me, but accidentally sent it to my mom.
Oh. That's happened a lot to people.
Do you just skip the next family gathering?
You have
to. If it's November, do you say, look,
we're
not going to get together with your family until Easter. We're skipping Thanksgiving and Christmas.
But I think you talked about
it.
Here's what's worse, though. If your father sees your wife's stuff or your mother sees your husband's stuff, I feel like the mother is cooler. If it had to be done, I feel like you don't want your father seeing her stuff. That's really mortifying for her. And even though it's embarrassing for the dude, I think the mother was at least will smile a little and be cooler.
I don't know. Because, I mean, it's not like you're just seeing his stuff. You're seeing his stuff in a certain...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
state.
Well, and that's the thing. That's a
tough one to bounce back from.
At least she can say to her daughter, you know what I mean? The mom can joke about it and go, well, now I know why my daughter's so happy. But there's nothing a father can say. You know what I mean? You're just
it depends on the mom. Some moms are not going to be able to recover from that.
Wow. Yeah. I just know that I don't know any father that can see the wife's stuff that really doesn't, you know, it's mortifying for that woman.
Yeah, I would feel like a father would just be like, look, I'm just going to act like I never saw that. Let's just move.
Yeah,
on.
You could do
you
that.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that the father is more likely to just kind of suppress that moment.
Yeah. That's the classy thing.
Plus,
to
it's
do.
Not like in your face. I'm like, oh, I guess it depends on what they're
well, I mean, if she's,
wow,
look,
crazy.
Vicky, can you tell them that you can send pictures like that would be in your face? Yeah, I mean, that's what, if you're asking for naked pictures, you're going to get the good stuff.
That, and I mean, if it's an older person and they can't see and they have the phone right up to their face, it really is in their face.
Yeah.
And then you got to think about, is it a live photo? Because then you hold the picture and next thing you know, you're seeing a lot more.
And possibly hearing.
Yeah, it could be interesting. That's true. It's like if you're really old and you can't see, why are people sending me sandwiches and hot dogs? I don't understand it. I don't get what this is. What restaurant is this at? And then you're like, never mind.
I'm vegan. I don't even like roast beef.
You know I don't go for this.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time to on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card, and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it. But you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month. And that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.